Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's alive.
What's happened?
He's back.
Broadcasting absolutely live from the palatial west wing of the multi-million dollar Odyssey Multiplex. Like a whiskey tango phoenix, he has risen from the ashes and triumphantly returns to the airwaves of Kansas City.
Johnny Dare's on the air. He's on so much pain medication. He don't care.
And now, here's your host.
Kind of wish he hadn't worn the hospital gown to work.
But he does have a nice ass.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How's your week been?
Different from yours.
Oh, good times.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see everybody, man. Yeah. You know, it's good to be seen. There was a moment there where I wasn't entirely sure there was going to be a whole lot of, there was going to be more viewing than seeing, you know?
Yeah.
And it was a weird week. We're going to get into all of it, but man, it's definitely good to be back. I'm already sweaty. And a lot of stuff feels awkward and hurts a little bit. And it's painful, a little inflamed.
I can give you some ibuprofen. Do you think that'll help?
Yeah. I've been hitting a goddamn morphine pump with a button like it was the never-ending winning slot machine for the last 7 days.
If it's there for the taking.
Oh, well, we'll get into all that. But yeah, first of all, thank you for everybody listening. It was a weird week, man. It started out last Monday. We did the show. And the show is a normal show. Who did we have on the show last Monday?
I'd have to look it up. A normal show?
Was it the CIA guy? Or the FBI guy, maybe?
Yeah, it might have been, yeah.
But it was really, everything was normal. But halfway through the show, I was like, man, my stomach feels a little sore. And so I was reaching down, and I'm touching my belly button. And I'm like, well, goddamn, I have an umbilical hernia. And, you know, I know enough about, you know, physiology to know that what one is, because I could feel the separation of the muscle, and you could feel the intestine. Your intestine sticks out a little bit.
You were doing it right in front of me.
Your belly button starts to fold out. Yeah.
Well, but this one's actually just above it, and I was like, bloop, and just push it back in, and it felt weird, but it didn't hurt, right?
Right.
So I text Dr. Lingenfelter. I go, hey, check this out. He goes, oh, well, let's figure out what to do about it. So now I'm just, you remember, Nick, I was pissed off.
Yeah, because it was towards the end of the show, but you were looking at me like, my stomach just feels, you know? And
I was just pissed off because I was going, what a stupid injury. Like, what a stupid injury.
Ridiculous, not cool injury.
Like,
yeah.
Whatever. I was just pissed. I was thinking, man, this is going to take me out of the game for a minute. And like, it's just a dumb thing to have. So I'm sitting there, I'm complaining to Bob in the other room about this stupid little umbilical hernia. And I go home on Monday. And I get to the house, and I'm just, I had a little bit of leftover food. It was only one day old, and I eat about 6 bites of it, and I'm like, oh, what in the goddamn? And I'm like, whew. So I drink some cold water and lay down for a minute, and I get up, and I'm thinking, man, I'll just eat a little more, and I take a bite, and I'm like, oh, And I start, so I text doctor. I go, hey, remember I told you about that umbilical hernia? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, I go, this, what's going on? He goes, well, is the food bad? And I'm like, no, I got it yesterday. He's, well, what else is going on? And I'm telling him, and I mean, I'm feeling increasingly bad now. He goes, well, we'll get you and get you looked at. Like, you know, when do you want to come in? Like next week or something? And I go, okay. And I go lay down on the couch and it goes bad. Like this is now we're with only within an hour of me leaving the show here.
Right.
And I'm laying on my couch and I'm like, oh. And dude, it starts. I mean, I'm start sweating and I'm sweating through my shirt. It's running down my face. It's I can feel my jeans getting sweaty. And I mean, this pain is getting more and more. And it's not decreasing on any level. It's increasing every 60 seconds. Yeah. And finally, I text the doc again. I go, hey. He goes, well, let me see if I can get you to see Dr. Wittig. And he can get me in. He goes, let me get a time for you. And by this time, I was almost in a panic. Like, because I'd never felt anything like this.
Yeah.
I mean, it went, I was like, man, am I dissecting inside? Like, has something broken loose? Have I torn?
Right. Like, you know that, right?
I mean, it feels like bad.
Like disconnected, yeah.
When I tell you this, and I'm not being a pussy on this level. I'm trying to describe it like, I was like, it was shocking to me. I was having a couple different experiences. I was like, man, you know, obviously pain. But the other part of me was like, what's going on with you, man? Like, hey, you better get in front of this. Like, this is not a feeling you've ever had in your entire life. There's no reason you should be having it. You've ingested nothing that could be causing this. Something has drastically changed inside of you. Like, and it changed fast.
Yeah.
Because I came in, we did the show normally, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Drank coffee, the whole, it was fine.
Yeah.
So I go, man, I grabbed my bag and I just started walking. And I realized I was having a real hard time walking. Like
your equilibrium was off.
My muscles, my legs didn't want to work. Like everything had already started to swell. Was what I realized later. My abdomen had started to swell into my tops of my legs and stuff. And I was like, why are my legs like this? And I get myself into that goddamn Jeep, and I get about a mile from the house, and a doc texts me back, and he's like, when can you get here? And I was like, I just gave him a quick voicemail. I was like, dude, I'm already in the car headed there.
Yeah.
So now I got to drive from Shawnee to 435. Or I'm sorry, to North Kansas City. I'm on 435, and it's like every mile is an hour. Like,
because it's just washing over you.
Oh, like, dude, and I'm white knuckling this goddamn Jeep, and I'm thinking, that was it. I just got it. And I mean, I'm doubled over, like, and this isn't like poop cramps. This is like, I'm on fire inside, like there's like acid, and then someone on top of it stabbing you, yeah. And I mean I can feel the sweat in my ears, I can feel it running down my neck, I can feel it in my back against the seat, and I finally get to North Kansas City. You know, you got to go to 70 to over the bridge and then take the road. And I get to the pavilion where the doctor's offices are connected to the hospital. And I have to sit in my Jeep for about 5 minutes. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it inside. Like,
yeah.
So now I'm just, it's the weirdest thing to be by yourself like that.
And try to work it up mentally.
Yeah. So I get out and I'm just doing this crazy ass walk across the parking lot. Like one step at a time, like with my bag like this. And I mean, I'm really like, what the hell?
Anyone that's ever doubted, you're an active guy. You could run the lot on a good day.
And so we get there, I get there, and the nurse is super nice. She doesn't know who I am yet. And I'm like, I mean, I must have looked like death. So she's like, can you fill this stuff out? And I'm like, okay. I'm thinking to myself, no, I don't want to, but yes, I will. So I sit back down, and I'm, who knows what that looks like? And I just scribbled some stuff down. Literally sweat running down my arm onto the pen into the paper. And then she's looking at me and I can tell, okay, she's going to go get someone. She can spot it. And they call me back and they put me in this room. And the nurse that walks me back is like, what the, you know, what's going on here? Right. And I lay back on the examining table, and I'm in there for a few minutes, and I walk in, and I can see Dr. Whittick, who I haven't seen in a while, and he's looking at me. He's like, what is going on? And I'm like, well, umbilical. All he heard was umbilical hernia, because that's all I told Dr. Lingenfeld, right? Because we don't know there's another thing going on. This is just a coincidence. The two have nothing to do with each other. It just coincided. And he talks to me for a minute. He leaves the room, comes back, and he's like, what? And I've destroyed his table. Like, the paper's dissolved. Like, I have sweat so much.
It's wet down the sides.
I'm telling you. Like, and I'm my clothes are soaked. I'm pale. I'm panting. I'm like, I'm like, dude, there's something really, like, bad going
on here.
When you're
gasping for air like that, yeah.
And it was more, I realized now, it was like that pain control breathing where you go, like, trying to hold on to everything. And he goes, well, what do you want to do? We can't send, if we send you to the ER, you're going to sit there. He goes, hold on. And he had to figure a way out, because he's not my normal guy. Mm-hmm. He's a surgeon. But he admits me. So he's super great about that. So he gets me. Now I have to have a nurse walk me down to the admissions room. So I got to go. I can walk back out through there. And I go down the elevator. And I get to the elevator. And I come out and go to the lobby. And I sit in this. And it's just, girl, you can tell she sees it. So, which is really nice. Because I'm like, you don't want me in here, man. You know, in my head, I'm like, oh, let me back up a minute. There was one point in the doc's office where he'd left the room, and I was so uncomfortable, I had to get up. I couldn't lay down, and I couldn't sit. And at one point, he came in, and I had literally taken a knee.
Oh.
Because you couldn't find a comfortable
way. I was just trying to find some spot for my stomach. And so fast forward, they're like, okay, well, look, this is, you got something going on. Either you have we have to get a CAT scan on you, because you have either, you've got a piece of bowel obstructed and gripped in there, like, or there's something else. And they keep asking me very specific questions, and like, you know, are you nauseated? Are you this? Are you that? This? And now I know what that was. The questions were about. But they get me to a room really pretty quick, which I can't say enough nice things to these people. And but there's nothing really they can give you, right? You're just ramping up. And so now I'm stripped down to just a pair of shorts and the gown, and it gets pretty blurry at that point for a few days. So at that point they get me to the CAT scan that day.
I wondered if somebody else would have to remember for you.
Yeah,
bless your heart.
But Monday, I'm sure they did get me.
Hello.
They scanned me that day, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Because they admitted me, and I called you or texted you, right?
Yeah, you called me Monday afternoon as you were heading that way.
Okay. Because the time frame gets really, like, really iffy. And you can stay on the phone, Bob. So they get me in to give me the CAT scan. And Dr. Lingenfelter shows up, Dr. Whittick shows up, and, you know, and these guys. And so you're in there for about, I don't know, half an hour, 45 minutes, getting your scan done. And we get back and they're like, well, this is what you got going on. You have what's called severe acute pancreatitis. So it's basically acute onset pancreatitis. There's a couple different kinds. One is reoccurring pancreatitis, where you've had that friend who can't eat a cheeseburger or have a beer, or there's certain things like get him real stomach screwed up.
It fires him up, yeah.
That's a terrible, unbelievably bad thing to have. I have friends with that. This is a different one. This is where they don't know what exactly triggers it off, but your pancreas decides to go crazy and assassinate everything inside you.
It starts taking the swing at every organ around it.
Yeah, die from organ failure.
Yeah.
That sounds like it sucks too. Yeah.
Yeah, and so your pancreas makes your insulin and your glucose, and it's next to your, you know, your gallbladder, which is just your bladder, your holding tank for gall for some enzymes. Pretty unnecessary, but it's pretty fragile. So that's why normally what happens is you get gallstones, and that triggers severe pancreatitis. I didn't even have gallstones. I just have this crazy fluid in this abdominal inflammation that by the second is getting bigger because this pancreas is just literally blasting everything with its enzyme inside. So that's what happens is it lays against your liver and it kills your liver will shut off. Your kidneys will shut off. You die of organ failure.
Wow.
And the whole time I can just feel this pressure and this acid building. But finally they get the CAT scan done and they can diagnose it. They know what's happening. They don't know why it's happening. And there's not a lot you can do for it. So you got to ride it out. Like
there's no pill you take.
Yeah. There's nothing. Give him this and that'll stop.
When you were laying in the bed, you were laying there flat with a T-shirt on, and it looked like someone had stuffed a pillow under your T-shirt. You had so much swelling, and then the doctor showed me your X-ray of your stomach, and it looked just like a satellite hurricane picture, just like it. I mean, we need to get a copy of that, actually, but it was remarkable, remarkably terrible.
Yes, so. There's fluid circulating, like, underneath. It's in your organ cavity. So it's not like it's in your stomach or something. It's in the inside your body, like
there's nothing they can do about that.
No,
ugh.
No. If you screw with it and you irritate it further, you get smoked, right? It just killed my gallbladder. Like it was like you're the first to go, weakling.
You're getting punched up.
Yeah. So there's no more gallbladder in there. And then, you know, it just starts to take other stuff, and then it can go so crazy it can kill itself, and like your pancreas will just go badass crazy.
Jesus.
And it's an important part of your, hormone and endocrine system. So did you make it there the first day, Bob?
I did not make it the first day.
You made the second day.
Yeah, I came starting on Tuesday after you got finally admitted. Because I don't think they really got you processed, admitted, and in the room until around 7 p.m. that Monday evening.
Yeah, it all turned into a big, crazy blur. So that night, you know, they give you some, fentanyl. They start you on the IVs. And then you're high in the sense of pain, and it does knock the pain down, but you're still in a whole lot of pain, but you're also high. So you're like everything's so weird and you're laying there. I can't turn the TV set on. I don't want anybody in the room. They're coming in every 30 minutes to see if I'm dead. They're monitoring your vitals every 30 minutes. Like they're on top of you. They're incredible staff. You can have nothing. So my mouth is so dry and they don't know if they're going to have to go and do surgery right away. So they're keeping me NPO. And so I can have ice chips. That's all I can have. Now, remember, I've been sweating since 11 o'clock this morning. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, hammer sweating.
So that's...
My mouth is so dry. And all I can do is, like, put these ice chips in, and my stomach is on fire, and like a bomb went off. And so that begins the saga of the entire week.
That was day one.
Oh, yeah. And so Tuesday turns into Wednesday, turns into Thursday, turns into Friday is the first time I could finally have a surgery.
Oh.
So that there's 3 or 4 days in there where I don't remember. Yeah, I remember, but I don't remember.
Well, you were definitely in and out, in and out, in and out, because, I mean, they had that schedule posted on the board where you were getting regular, morphine, fentanyl, all this sort of stuff. So you were just sort of phasing in and out. And I had a few people ask me, like, is Johnny in good spirits or bad? I'm like, he's not in any kind of spirits. He's on so much pain medication now that I said, when I talk to him, I'll talk to him a little bit, then he'll sleep a little bit, then I'll talk to him a little bit and sleep a little bit. And there were a few days where I'm like, there's no way he's going to even remember this conversation at all because, once again, you were on a lot of pain medication.
Oh, and you lose all of your sense of time. Like, I couldn't sleep.
So there's no point of reference.
So, like, I know, Bob, you were like, he was unconscious. I wasn't. Like, I knew you were there. And I was mostly just trying to balance this crazy pain in my stomach. Like, so you would just, I don't know if you noticed, I'd do my thing where I'd touch my fingers to it barely.
Yes, yeah. Like breathing thing, like, especially close to when you're close to you're getting your next round of pain medication.
Yeah, right?
So, yeah.
It would be like you'd start to kind of lightly touch your abdomen and be like, Like it was just, and I remember the sweat coming down and my mouth being so dry and wanting just to drink a bunch of water. And so then Tuesday turns into Tuesday night, which turns into this weird nighttime. Like, I don't even remember in the sense of, I remember I would get up and go to the bathroom. I could get out of the bed slowly and drag my IV to the bathroom and go pee or whatever, and you'd think you'd have to go pee, but it wasn't really much pee there. And but then I realized I couldn't get comfortable, so I would move around the room super slow. Like, this would happen all night like a weirdo.
Oh, like a crazy person.
Well, yeah. Like, I'd sit on the couch for a moment and then get up, and then I'd sit on the chair, and then I'd sit on the edge of the bed, and then I'd try to lay back down. And this is over the course of hours, not like that fast, like barely moving, like this. And this just goes on for hours. And then the sun comes up, and you're back into another brighter part of the day, and you're on the fentanyl, the morphine, the pain, the fentanyl, the morphine, the pain. People are trying to talk to you. And Bob would come by, and I think at one point I realized I wasn't making sense anymore.
Well, here's when I knew you were truly in bad shape. I was up there on Wednesday, and I said, and you're laying in bed. I'm like, hey, you know, you might as well, you know, turn the TV on and occupy your mind. And you told me it hurt to watch the TV. I was like, wow, okay, you know.
Well, I mean, it really did. Like, I couldn't.
It's just too much?
Yeah, I just didn't turn it on. I was like, I can't have it. I don't want anything on that. And let me tell you something. That's a great hospital. Those are great. That's a great staff. That cable system, it's just short of prisons, like cable, is what I would think.
I was horrified on Sunday to find out they didn't have the NASCAR channel.
They are, but really good nurses. I mean, everybody was so nice to me, dude. Like, they're super nice. And they were great. And then it started to get better. You know, finally get to, like, Wednesday and Thursday. And it's just, the inflammation is now maxed out as big as it's going to get. And I'm telling you, I by myself, first of all, by Wednesday, Thursday, I was a smelly kid.
Oh.
And I was like.
And you knew it.
I was like, I got it. So they got this goddamn chair you sit in the shower in. Yes. And I'm in there by myself. Like, they, like, you get these big bandages. Like, you put on for tattoos, with a big tattoo, the big clear ones,
right,
with the tape on the edges. They cover up all my IVs, and I got like 90 million marks. I mean, where they changed. Oh, I also tore my own IV out in the middle of the night on accident. Jeez. Woke up covered in my own blood. And I'm just sitting in there, just trying to wash myself. Like,
because that part of your head knows
your
you are the smelly
right
kid.
That's why I'm laughing, because you knew in the moment, like, oh, God.
I'm the smelly kid.
How'd I get here?
I did. I could smell. I was like, I'm the smelly kid, man.
Did they offer to have someone help you wash yourself?
Yeah, I know. Like, and I'm like, I got it. I'm just the smelly kid.
You don't want it, and I don't want you here.
No, I'm just trying to wash my butt, you know, like just awful. And every day they're like, did you have a bowel movement? I'm like, no. First of all, I know. Second of all, no. And third of all, I've been on hard opiate drugs, and I've not eaten anything in a week.
Nothing's been in your stomach.
Now it's been 5 days since I've had a bite of food. And right, so you get to that point, you finally get a little bit of reprieve, and you lay back in bed, and then just again, the day just turns into this crazy fentanyl morphine cycle, and it's just, and then nighttime comes, and that's a whole nother weird thing where I realized I would start to doze off, and I would be having a. So let's say I was thinking about, or it's, well, they weren't real dreams. They were, it might be something that would happen earlier in the week, or it could be thinking about what was happening right then. And I'm like, yeah, what if? And I would wake up, and instead of in thinking about it, I was talking to nobody in the room. And I realized
your head was taking you to weirdo town.
So I was like, yeah, what if it's not just my pancreas? It could be anything. There could be other things in there. Maybe it's going to be liver. And the fact I was speaking would wake me up completely. And so I'd have these crazy, and this happened a lot. Like, and the longer you're on that, the morphine fentanyl combo, like, you start to hallucinate, not in the sense like pink elephants, but like very real, very tangible, very possible things. Mm-hmm. Like, I would think somebody had been sitting in their room with me. And I would look that direction and realize there's nobody there, but at the corner of my eye, very clearly, in correct form, not like a vampire or something, like a normal human being form. The lighting was normal. It wasn't like they were purple or something. It was, and then you'd be like, okay. But there was the other part of my brain that has done enough drugs. I know what that is.
Like a blurred reality.
Yeah.
There was a point in time on Thursday I was sitting there, and you reached over to the table next to your bed, and you basically took an imaginary pill. You looked over there, you grabbed, there was nothing on the table. You grabbed it like you're grabbing a pill, put it in your mouth, and And then Kelly asked me when I got home, she goes, well, did you say anything? I'm like, no, it seemed to make him feel better, so I didn't want to say anything.
I'm over there eating imaginary pills off
the table. Yeah, but I'm like, there's nothing there, but it made you look happier, so I sure wasn't going to say anything. So,
yeah, it was a lot. So then, you know, I've never had a surgery in my life. And just, it was, you know, they're like, okay, we're gonna schedule you. This is what's going to happen. It's going to happen on Thursday or on Friday. And so, you know, this is what's going to happen. You know, we're going to go in, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, all right, well, let's let me, what else are we going to do? Right. I mean, this is what we're going to do. But the whole time I'm trying to understand what's happening and I'm trying to get loose enough of my iPad to realize. So, you know, recurring pancreatitis, what Phil Brulette has, our sales manager, if he eats a cheeseburger or has a glass of wine, he feels very unwell. And if he continues to do it, it can really get bad.
Yeah.
This, what I had was this acute pancreatitis, and it just goes on fast, hard, and it was, hell, the lead singer and violinist for Kansas.
Yeah, had that story.
The band Kansas. You remember the band Kansas?
Of course.
It was the violinist, he got the same thing, the acute pancreatitis, and suddenly he went to the hospital, and the guy died. He died this weekend of it. She gave him organ failure.
Good Lord.
Yeah, no, that was the end of it, man. Like, that guy.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Robbie Steinhardt is his name.
So, just a side note, I'd never noticed anybody just dying suddenly from it. But that, so there was just a big difference there.
Right.
You know, and trust me, I'll tell you something, no kidding. If they told me, you can't ever drink, I'd be like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
And really, I'm telling
from
you,
what you went through.
I would never go back. That would never be, that's not even a thought. If you told me I couldn't have sex again, I'd be like, okay. I wouldn't even feel bad about it. It was that bad. I'm telling you. I've been hurt before, like, you know, I've been cut and smacked and burned and, you know, and all of the above, your normal
type. Got a piece
pains.
Of your forehead meat hanging
yeah,
out.
You yeah, know, it's not even on the same idea. It's telling you, it's like someone opened you up, burnt through a flamethrower inside of you, threw a bunch of terrible chemicals, and then expanded it all as big as it could go. And you just have this screwed up crazy. I was pretty sure at one point before the surgery, because they didn't know until they opened me up what they were going to see. You can't necessarily see the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, there's no way they're not going to. I remember thinking, there's no way they're not going to see cancer.
Because it's too much of a level.
Yeah, it's just too much. Like, Bob, weren't you thinking the same thing?
I was hoping not. I mean, did it cross my mind? Of course, but I was still hoping that indeed it was just what we were seeing in the X-rays. So,
well, I was like, man,
it didn't cross my mind until I talked to Bob. What was it, Tuesday or Wednesday? And he's like, I kept asking the question like a little kid asking about a parent. And he's like, we just don't know yet. Like, we just don't know yet. They're going to find out what the deal is. And that's when that creeped into my head. I was like, no.
No, I figured they were just going to go, look, this is, because I asked the doc, I go, hey, because Dr. Wittick's great. I go, hey, what are the chances that it could be cancer? And he goes, well, it could be cancer, John. I go, got it. He's a great doc.
Yeah, shoot it straight.
Just tell me. Like, I got to deal with the truth no matter what the truth is. So you might as well just, let's not squirrel about.
Yeah.
And he was a great doctor. Fixed my umbilical hernia that I thought it was originally.
Thank God.
Went in arthroscopically and felt me up and put his fingers in me. So got that all done. Gallbladder gone. And then, you know, then the good or the better part of the whole story goes, you get in and they bring in this green pump that on your IV. And they're like, here's a button, and they pin it to my shirt, and it's got a little, like a thumb button for shooting a missile.
Mm-hmm. Or like you're on a game show, you have a little buzzer.
Yeah, and they're like, when you hit the button, morphine will come out. And I'm like, burn.
I didn't hear what you said. Bum, 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 bum.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. And so then it'll put a bolus of morphine out every 10 minutes. And it's got a timer. When you hit it, it starts 10. Hit it again, 10. And I was like, okay. So that was that Friday late afternoon into Saturday, Bob?
Yes, yes. You were watching your clock very closely every 10 minutes. Oh, hang on. 15 more seconds. Boom.
Oh, yeah. They came in and they're like, how often are you hitting that? I go, you guys said it was available every 10 minutes. And they're like, well, as you need it for pain, I go, I'm hitting it every 10 minutes.
You can't put that back in the box, lady.
And one of the nurse ladies looked at me like, maybe I shouldn't say that anymore. So I stopped saying that. Because I was like, boop, 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 boop.
I think we all agree we would have done the same.
Oh, no, it's golden, man.
No, I was looking at that thinking, man, I wonder if they have like a home version of that. That's pretty cool. So
you're still in a lot of pain, but you're definitely a little higher. And it was a little weird. You ever, now I guess nobody's going to be able to relate to this, but I had the weirdest, most embarrassing, sad, awful moment. Like, so I'm laying in this bed and I've been there now 6 days. It's the day after this, it was the night after the surgery. So the surgery was at 2, the night, you know, as it turned into nighttime. And it went to be like 2 or 3 in the morning. And I had this crazy, I was having the moment. Barger was laying on the bed with me and he was perfect. I'll tell you later. I'll tell you now. I was petting him for hours. And the nurse came in, and I realized I was talking to him, and then the nurse was looking at me, and I thought, and then I had the third person out of body where you go, I gotta explain myself, and I was so you're in this weird combination, like super, super duper, like I'm in pain, but this other nice thing, and then I go, it's Barger's my dog. I know he's not here. He's dead. And I just started crying.
Yeah, but I did too.
But it was just that matter of fact. Like I just laid it out for this nurse. I was trying to have like four different conversations at the same time. Like,
but like you said, the staff was great. She was probably fantastic about it. Yeah.
She came in and looked at me because I was like, Barger, just my dog. Barger. I go, no, he's not. I know he's not here. I know he's, and I'm trying to show her that I'm not crazy. Right. And then I just matter of fact tell I go because he's dead now. Like and then as I say it, I get all upset.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that was fun.
No, she was a really nice nurse for sure. And then you know had some pictures of her dogs and things like that. And that whole staff. I mean, a lot of those nurses coming and taking care of you just couldn't have been nicer people for sure.
Yeah, yeah. It was a weird deal. So then it gets to be Sunday. And I'm trying to, I wanted out on Saturday. They weren't having that. And I understand that because that was a dumb idea.
Can I ask you, like, after that surgery, I know you're fogged because of obviously having surgery. Did you feel relief of any sort?
No, that's the crazy thing is I thought I would, but they just had to get my dead gallbladder out of there.
Right.
There's no, it has to run its course. And that's what it took me, to your point. It took me till then to realize that. I was thinking the same thing, like, oh, I'll have a surgery, and then I'll be like they're going to pop a balloon.
Right.
Hell, they fill your organ cavity up more, like blow a little air in it to mm-hmm. separate
expand everything.
Yeah. So now I'm all farty.
Be glad that you still have a butthole.
Oh, yes. And so I go through it all. We get to Saturday, get through all that. The morphine is super kick-ass. But then I think they realize I'm playing with it too much. That night, they walked in, and I was kneeled on the, looking at the window of the hospital window, and I was kneeling on the couch because I propped pillows up underneath. It felt good to lay against the back of the couch with the pillows, and I had the little thing next to me, and I'm going poop poop.
So you had like a stomach support, and you're just
poop, and I'm looking out this window, and they're like, John. Would you get back in bed? Because if you fall, it's going to be bad. And I'm like, I'm literally like a little kid looking out the window, looking for Santa Claus going, burp, 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 burp. Goddamn.
You may have given yourself away.
Yeah.
But for comfort, I can see you wanting to at least move around. Damn.
So then they got to get you ready to leave. So you go from that to they put you back on regular oral meds. That ain't cool.
Yeah.
All you guys who abused those opiates have ruined
your dicks.
You have ruined it for the rest of us. So we, get to that place, and now the pain's really kind of coming roaring back as they make that transition from IV meds to oral meds, and they're being super great about it. But you know, it's what has to happen.
Yeah.
And I know that. So I'm a grown person. I know just you have to eat it and live with it. So you do. But at this point now, remember, I have not had a bite of food since Monday.
Which is amazing.
Almost a whole week.
Ugh. Yeah. Really Sunday night, because I only took about 3 bites of food on Monday. Now it's Sunday morning. And, I go through Saturday. Friday was the surgery. Saturday. Sunday, they pull me off the morphine. Saturday, then we get into Monday morning, and the doc had said, I'm going to change your diet. I go, okay. So now I'm wound the F up about this, like, because I've had not a bit of protein, not a bit of carbohydrate, nothing,
yeah.
Like broth and Jell-O. And so I call, hospitals are great. I love North Kansas City, just the way stuff gets done.
Uh-huh.
And I call the guy, and I'm like, I'd like to order. All I wanted was a bagel toasted with peanut butter, a banana, and some yogurt. That's all I want. But it sounds so incredible, right? And the guy's like, sir, you're on clear liquid diet? And I go, I was. Because you call it in yourself.
Oh.
Yeah, it's weird. And I go, my doctor said he was going to change. He goes, I cannot do this. And I'm like,
no.
Oh, okay. So now I go,
let me get a hold of somebody.
I'll call you right back. That's just rude.
And so then I'm calling back, and he's like, I'll get it changed. I wait about 10 minutes. I call back. Same dude, goes forever to get to the phone call, gets to me, and he goes, hello. And I go, I tell him again. He goes, let me check. Like, he doesn't believe me. And I'm like, oh, okay. Comes back and gets it. I go, portal order in, and I'm sitting there 15 minutes, 20 minutes, a half hour, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, 50 minutes, an hour 15, oh. An hour 20.
Meanwhile, all you can see in your head are giant bagels covered in
peanut butter. You know what I mean? And I call the guy back, and he's like, and now I think I've irritated him, and I'm trying not to be an a-hole, right? And I'm like, sir, I have not had any food for a week. And he's like, it's on. He's doing this deliberate. It's way. And I go,
you're so much better than the rest of us.
Yeah, I got there. It was finally there. It was really good.
It was the best nice. You've ever had.
Oh, the crazy part is I ate 2 bites and was completely full. Literally, I know my stomach was, everything was so compacted still and so swollen that your stomach's like the size. I didn't even think about it. Like, I couldn't fit anything in it hardly.
But the best 2 damn bites you've ever had in your life.
Oh, my God, so good. So, yeah, that was it. And then I had that, and then Bob came over and picked me up.
Sunday
afternoon. And we finally got out of there Sunday about, what, 4:30?
Yeah, about 4:30, yep.
Yeah, it was an odyssey, man. I didn't at any point, except the first day, I honestly thought I might die. After that, it was just a strange, crazy, ultra weirdo, super painful journey. Like,
yeah, well, and I mean, completely different, obviously, for you than us. But the weird part was like when it turned, when it was more than we thought it was. Like Whitney kept asking me, well, what did he say on Monday? And I go, he didn't. He just said his stomach hurt. Yeah. Like that's all. I go, and we were in the office.
I thought it was a goddamn umbilical hernia.
Yeah, we were in the office looking up hernia stuff, literally on the computer. I go, that's all he said was his stomach hurt.
How weird is it? It coincided an actual hernia with this.
It is weird because I looked at you. I don't know if you remember me saying, I go, don't D around.
Yeah, I do.
You got your doctor's fantastic. I'm like, don't jack around and.
Yeah.
It took over. You didn't have any choice.
Well, and the crazy part is when you find out people die from this, I'm like, what? It's insane. But it was weird. Bob showed up every day.
We made a pact not to.
No, thank you. But it was very nice of you, Bob.
You know what? I know that I bring light and comfort.
Yes, man. He's the most boring friend I have, and there's a comfort in that. In those
I
moments. Don't
need sleep. I could just talk to you, and you'd go right to sleep, just like you do in my office. So.
Yeah. No, it was. Were you scared at all, Bob?
Yeah. I was. You know. So I mean, just to see. I think when I first saw you, you know, like I said, with all that swelling in your stomach, yeah, that was definitely scary. So I mean, that's when you knew something. It, once again, it looked like someone stuffed a pillow under your T-shirt. So to see that much inflammation, you knew something horrible was going on.
Yeah. Now it's it was weird. I remember just like being by myself and all high on the morphine and lifting up my shirt and looking in that crazy hospital mirror and going like, I look like my dad.
Yeah,
like it was, when I tell you it was enormous, like I'm still swollen. It was like 4 times bigger. Like I looked like I was 3 months pregnant. Like it was, I was filled, man. And it was like pure battery acid filling it. Like it was good times.
In between that and sweating the pain.
Oh,
like just sweating your ass out.
Dude, it has been the longest I've ever been since I still haven't rubbed one out. Yeah.
That's how you know.
Let me correlate
everything. That's how you know.
We're still, I'm at the, yeah, I'm at the 10-day mark, man.
I'd be a liar if I said I hadn't thought about it for you.
Swear to God. You thought about coming over?
No, I just thought, man, I don't think he can even do that right now.
No, I don't. Here's, it's even weirder than that. I don't want to. I'm like, I don't want to jar anything. I don't want to smack anything.
You're not better till you want to.
Yeah. So that's it. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I tried to be as compassionate as I could. There was a point in time when your doctor looked at me and said, hey, you know, the gallbladder needs to come out. We're going to schedule the surgery. He's going to be here for a few more days. So I lovingly looked Johnny in the eye and said, you know, I'm not paying you for these days.
And Bob put something on social media, and I didn't know that at the time, that what was happening, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would have discussed it with you, but you were not in a position to have a discussion. Like I said, with all that fentanyl and morphine, you were just in, out, in, out, in, out.
So I didn't realize that the news had picked it up.
I was going to say, Bob posted that. I had no idea. I was in the car and heard someone talk about it. God love it. Our friends during the midday down at PZ. And I'm like, wait, do other people know this? I thought we were keeping a secret for a minute. But the news coverage of the kind people in this city, whether it be KMBC,
KSHB, 459,
Fox 4, everybody was so kind about it.
Oh,
and kept people
really
updated,
nice.
Too. They not only did it, you know, with the original story, they even updated people.
Hold on, Bob, stay there. Yesterday I started looking at my phone. And I hadn't, obviously everything was turned off. At one point, I had 172 unread messages. And I didn't even think about voicemail because my phone, everything goes to voicemail. And people had been calling me all week long. I had no idea.
That's when I knew we had put something out because my phone went crazy with, and I mean calls from, and it started with Henry Winkler, Matt Dorito, Stanhope called, Bob Saget, Larry the Cable Guy. Like, they guys kept calling.
How did they see it?
It must have seen it on the news. I mean, somehow it got picked up because they were all just like, hey, man, what's going on? You know? And I wish I had Stanhope's on voicemail because Stanhope, it was the greatest phone call between two people ever because he goes, listen to me right now. I'm calling to check on Johnny. I want to know how he is. This is not an invitation to have me on the show and make me get up early for terrestrial radio. He was so great.
Dude, listen to this. It took me a second. I didn't realize who this was. And I'll see. It'll take you a second because I didn't catch the name at the first.
Right.
And I heard this yesterday. Listen.
Hey, Johnny. This is Christabel and Donna. We just found out that you're in the hospital. And we want you to know that we're sending all our love. And if there is anything at all that we can do, please, please let us know. Don't hesitate to ask. We're here. We're here for you, and we love you.
Joey Belladonna and his wife.
You get better from quickly. I'm going to hand you over to the main man.
She's
love
really
you.
Upset.
Hey, Johnny, it's Joey Belladonna. I just started to hear about your situation. Couldn't help ourselves to call you. Just wanted to reach out, and I hope it's okay. And I just want to say hang in there and thinking of you, and God bless you, man, and your friend. So I just wanted to reach out and just see how you're doing, and hopefully we can connect again, and I hope everything works out, and take care of yourself, and just hang in there. All right. Well, thanks, Johnny. I appreciate your time, and God bless. Talk to you later. Bye.
How nice is that?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I was like, who is this?
They're good people.
And I realized, oh, that was Joey and his wife. And just because it was so such a an unexpected voicemail, you know. And I didn't hear that till yesterday.
How cool.
Hi, Johnny Henry. I just read that you're in the hospital. I just heard that you have a lot of pain, and they're checking you out. We are thinking about you. If you need anything from the West Coast, do not call me. No, if you need anything, you let me know immediately. I can't wait to talk to you. You want to just chat, you know, whatever. All right. I love you and feel so much better. Give my best to Fancy Pants.
They are, but how nice is that? And he kept calling.
Hi, Henry here. How are you? It's Monday, and I hope you are so fine. Okay, love you.
So good.
How nice is that? Like,
hi, Henry Winkler here. How are you? Just checking in. And then eventually I'll get you, I'm sure. All right. I hope you're feeling better. I hope you're not in pain. And we send you love.
I had no idea these were sitting on my voicemail.
Which I'm actually glad you waited to come out of a fog.
Yeah.
And realized you had them.
Other interesting news while I was under sedation and painkillers.
Congratulations. We here at Publishers Clearinghouse are proud to inform you from our house to yours, as you were elected a first place grand promotion super prize winner of a whopping $18.5 million, a 2021 G-Class Mercedes-Benz SUV, and a bonus prize of $7,000 every week from our Cash for Life promotion. Thanks for making it PCH.
I smell silver lining right there.
Right there. Right there. Johnny, it was an RT that took care of Johnny. I'm so glad to hear his voice again in the morning. So glad you're better. It was one of the Great Danes. That was my, she was a really sweet girl. Wonderful lady. Her and her husband have Great Danes and die. One of her Great Danes has, we were talking about how hard it is. You love them. They get sick, just animals and stuff.
Yeah.
Addison's disease. Her dog guy, when he gets overstressed, he squirts out all his adrenaline and he can kill you. And they just took a trip to Disneyland.
That's so good.
And they're getting ready to go to Disneyland. They just took a trip, a road trip in a car. And there's a great picture of the dog has to lay his butt on her, his middle in the console in the truck, and the head in Dad's lap. And that's it.
That's his comfortable spot.
He's like, I can't be any further away. Okay. She was great. She was really great. And then I realized the news picked it up, too.
He's been a fixture on early morning radio in Kansas City since the early 90s, so fans have wondered, where's Johnny Dare? Well, Best Of shows have been airing recently, raising questions about the 98.9 The Rock icon. Today on its Facebook page, the station cleared the air. Dare has been in the hospital undergoing tests for pain linked to his pancreas. The good news, the station's program director says Dare and his morning crew are expected to return to the airwaves soon, but no specific date has been given. From all of us at Fox 4, Johnny, get well.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's super nice.
He's great.
Holt's always been great. Holt has always been a super nice guy, man.
Also want to send out a little bit of a shout out and some positive vibes to our radio brother, Johnny Dare, who is under the weather. And according to the folks over at The Rock, in the hospital today. So coming along, they're keeping track of him and trying to get everything back to normal. But definitely want to send positive vibes out to Johnny Dare.
It was nice across the board, man.
Longtime Kansas City disc jockey Johnny Dare is off the air and in the hospital. The station manager at 98.9 The Rock posted a statement on Facebook saying Dare is at a hospital because he's having issues with his pancreas. Now, tests are still being done. The Johnny Dare Morning Show has been on the air in Kansas City since 1993.
Longtime Kansas City disc jockey Johnny Dare is off the air. He's in the hospital. Station manager at 98.9 The Rock posted a statement on Facebook saying Dare is having issues with his pancreas. He's having a lot of tests done. The Johnny Dare Morning Show has been on the air here in Kansas City since 93.
Johnny Dare of 98.9 The Rock is being treated for pain related to an issue with his pancreas, according to the radio station's program director. Program director Bob Edwards shared that Dare should be back soon, but didn't give an exact date. Johnny Dare, he's been on radio in Kansas City for decades, also the host of the city's annual Rockfest event.
Yeah.
Fox 4 follow-up to a story we brought you earlier this week. As a popular Kansas City radio host says, he hopes to be out of the hospital and back on the air soon. Johnny Dare thanked fans for their support as he deals with some medical issues. 98.9 The Rock announced earlier this week that Dare was getting treatment for issues with his pancreas. Program director Bob Edwards says Dare is hopeful that he'll be released from the hospital over the weekend. A popular radio host hopes to be out of the hospital soon. Johnny Dare hopes to be released this weekend. He's been dealing with some medical issues. 98.9 The Rock announced earlier this week that Dare was getting treatment for an issue with his pancreas. Dare thanked fans for their support in a post on Facebook. We have a link to that. Just look for the story on fox4kc.com.
So it's been a long, weird one. By the way, I didn't realize it was popular. I feel very, very good. By the way, why did they say nice stuff to you and it sounds like you might croak out? Can I get that? Like,
it was almost very Ferris Bueller. I thought at one point. I'm like, the whole city's worried about you, buddy.
Yeah, finally, kind words.
Well, and I remember, I wasn't watching television.
No,
I had no idea. So I started getting Sassy would tell me, and Bob started. I was like, what are you talking about?
Right,
like, and I'm high anyway. Right, my favorite though, without a doubt. Like,
hi, Henry here. How are you? It's Monday, and I hope you are so fine. Okay, love you.
Oh, so nice. Because it was, that thing sucked. I'm telling you, like, it sucked, man.
And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that Johnny Dare's pancreas grew 3 sizes that day. Came to work, he felt kind of odd. Something was going on in his bod. After the show, the pain wouldn't quit. And then it all kind of went to shit. Went to the doctor with a sense of dread. And ended up in a hospital bed. It was then that he realized that his damn pancreas had grown in size. It f***ing hates him. His pancreas. The doctor took out his gallbladder. Now it's gone and he's feeling great. I guess losing an organ is one way to lose some weight. They f***ing hate him. His guts, they f***ing hate him. Now inside there's a hole. He spent the week in the hospital and I'm sure that the nurses are glad he's gone. Hey, ladies, can I get a sponge bath? No!
Gallbladder. So the weirdest part is no gallstones. Isn't that weird?
That's odd.
No, like, they still don't have a reason. I go, Doc, is this? I asked him. I go, is this drinking? I go, look, I have no problem. I ain't going back to what I just went through. And because it'll literally kill you.
Yeah,
and,
you tell me what I got to do.
And he goes, no, I can't tell you. He goes, I'll tell you this. He goes, I would tell everybody in the world that they should quit drinking because it's not good for you. But no, I can't. I go, what about my liver enzymes? And he goes, looks fine.
Still.
Yeah. So, am I going to have a cocktail today? No. I'll probably give it a few months off, just because I want everything to be normal.
Just a break, yeah.
Yeah, no. It's yeah. I'm not going. I'm telling you, man. It's the memory will not subside. I'm still walking around like an old man. Like, I've already sweat through this shirt. I feel about half weak. I got one leg that's a little shaky because I've stood up now for the longest I've stood up. I have since. 10 days ago.
This whole time we've been talking, I'm like, when's he gonna? You need to sit down.
Yeah.
I went old lady on you.
Get you 2 chairs.
Well, because I like, it's nice to be back. Like, listeners calling means the world. Like, it's nice to take phone calls.
Yeah.
Hey, Susan.
We love you, man. What?
Susan. Awesome. Susan. Yeah. Hey, you're on the air.
Hi, babe.
What's up?
How are you?
Good.
Love you.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you're well. I thought it was your it wasn't your pancreas, was it?
It was.
Your gallbladder.
No, it was my pancreas. My pancreas killed my gallbladder, not my gallbladder killing my pancreas.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry, honey.
Well, I didn't have an attachment to it. You know, we weren't close, really. But yeah, no. Normally, you're right. That's what happens is you have gallstones, and that triggers your pancreas to freak out. But I didn't even have that. My pancreas just flat out murdered my gallbladder.
Said, "Fuck you, Johnny."
Hey, you're back at work.
Wow, I made it all the way back just to get hired. It's okay. It's all right, babe. Hold on. I'll put that one on hold.
Yeah.
Good job clearing that one.
Cut your gallbladder, to cut your paycheck.
She's like, make it back. I'll still get you blown out. Hey, what's up, Chuck?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What can I do for you?
Good to have you back, brother.
Thanks, man. It was a long week.
Hey, yeah, well, you know, next time something like that happens, you just need to open your Facebook and give your phone to your nurses, man, so they can, hey, he's all right. You know, he's not going to die. Everything's going good.
Oh, what a grand idea to give my cellular phone to strangers in a time of highly...
Yeah, you should.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Because it's better than looking out your window and seeing, you know, 10,000 people out there holding a candlelight vigil and you're going to make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, can you imagine? Wow, but somebody's dying in here. Like,
oblivious.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a weird experience, man. But, you know, I unplugged from everything because I honestly, I looked as a true narcissist in the sense of like, who, you know, if you have a radio show, clearly you have a thing for people paying attention to you, right?
Sure.
And I will tell you, I was like, nobody, Bob, Sassy, and my people I dearly love, my own family, everybody. I was like, I can't see anybody. I'd turn the TV off, shut the blinds, turn the lights off. This feels unbelievably terrible. I just need to lay here in the dark. And that's,
well, you know, here is the last few weeks I've had some weird stuff going on with me. Like, my wife and I went down to Florida, and on the way back we had stopped, and I woke up at like 2 a.m. and I was yelling at her, and like the whole side of my face like was just swelled up. I couldn't even close my mouth, and I was like, what is going on? So I took a bunch of Benadryl and some other stuff, and then about a week later it happened again, and my hand had swelled up to the point to where if I opened it, it would automatically turn white. You could just see all the blood cut off. So night before last, I woke up, and the same time that my hand swelled up, I had this spot on my side, like right under my armpit, that looked like an 8-inch ringworm, like a great big just
weird.
And it was probably swelled up about, you know, if you stack 3/4 together. And I went into the doctor, and he goes, so what's going on? And I was like, just some weird ass is happening. He goes, well, what kind of weird ass? And I pulled up my shirt, and he's like, whoa. Like, you don't expect a doctor to go, whoa. And I'm like, well, that's
right.
Good.
Right. Yeah. No.
But then,
what was it?
2 nights ago, I had one about the size of a quarter swell up between where your arm bends and my shoulder. They don't know. It's just, you know, they're still doing some stuff. They gave me some steroids and some other stuff, but it just randomly, like,
yeah,
3 or 4 nights ago, my foot swelled up, and like, they just can't. Just random parts of my body just keep swelling up for no reason.
Ooh. Well, insert joke here, but and I hate to hear that for you. I hope you figure it out, man. Stay on it. And if that doctor doesn't give you the news you're looking for, then go find another doctor and at least try two.
Well, I mean, I'm still waiting for something else to swell up to make my wife happy. But, you know, you got to take it as it comes, man.
I got you. Thank you, man. Thank you, dude. All right, stay there. I got to sit down for a minute. I'm running out of energy here. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, Johnny. Good to hear your voice again. And, we thought you had the case of looking these before. Good Lord.
Yeah, right.
Also, thanks for sparing us the T-Bone in the morning show.
Yeah. Oh, it was close. Right, hold on. Thank you, man. Stay there. Hold on. Kenny.
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
Hey, man. You know, I just wanted to say it's really good to have you back. You know, you always talk about you're just a dumb disc jockey or whatever, but it just goes to show, man, how many people really love you and, you know what I'm saying, we enjoy you in the morning.
Well, it's more appreciated than I'm able to put into words, man.
Yeah, you give a lot back, you know what I'm saying? And it's not just a regular radio show, man. It's above and beyond, man. We're just glad to have you back.
Love you, brother. Thank you, man.
All right, man.
Let me take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll take some more phone calls. I like talking to people, D. So we got to put some commercials in and run the phones, and let's talk to some of the friends of the show if we can.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9.
It's alive!
It's happened! He's back!
Broadcasting absolutely live from the palatial west wing of the multi-million-dollar Odyssey Multiplex. Like a whiskey tango phoenix, he has risen from the ashes and triumphantly returns to the airwaves of Kansas City.
Oh, yeah. It's Johnny there, Nikki Pace, T-Bone, Jake, Greg. We all made it back. Wasn't sure I was going to be, but I did. I'm pretty happy about that. 69 degrees. It's Wednesday. I'm going to just do another hour, guys, if that's okay with you. And I'm happy to be here and kind of hold this pattern for a couple days and just try to get my legs back underneath me. If you just joined the show and you didn't know, it was acute onset pancreatitis that almost smoked me. That was bad. It is not good. Whew. I wouldn't wish it. Well, no. Now this is my thing I would wish on my worst enemy. Like, somebody really
now hated. Living through it.
Yeah. You're like, it's way better. Like, it's a long thing. There's just so much to it. Like, it's not recurring pancreatitis. That's when you're chronically irritated in your pancreas, and it's especially diet-oriented and alcohol-oriented. That's what Phil has. And that poor bastard, you know, all he can do is smoke a little weed sometimes,
right.
and try to eat as healthy as possible to keep himself so he's not crapping his pants and in pain. This is a different thing. This just, like, he just killed the guy from
Kansas.
From Kansas, yeah, the violinist.
Yeah, I'll have more details about that here in a sec.
This poor guy gets it, ends up in the hospital, and it just smokes his organs, and he dies of organ failure in 2 days. Like,
carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Yeah, imagine I got home, left the hospital. Monday morning, I hit the news on my iPad as I'm laying there in my bed, and I see this guy come up, and they're like, he is gone. He died from this. This is exactly what killed him, and this is how long it took for him to die. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Can you imagine how weird it would have been had you guys, they just told you, oh, yeah, no, he's gone. His pancreas just exploded and killed him.
No.
And sometimes it doesn't kill you. Like, you remember Duff, he doesn't have his pancreas anymore, I don't think.
Oh, I don't know that I remember that.
Or he damaged it pretty bad. Same acute onset was pretty bad for him. There's a bunch of different ways you can do it. And then, you know, always there's the big one that, you know, you get pancreatic cancer and then that's the end of you. So that's got like a 4% survival.
I'm really glad that you got the version that just explodes and you think you're going to see death.
Mine was more like a bully pancreas. Mine was more like the jack off at the gym, the swole dude with the gym clothes. It's like, do you even lift, bro? And it just starts punching my gallbladder around.
Mm-hmm.
They kicked my liver, and they suspected it was some kind of a minority.
Pushed you over a set of weights.
Yeah, my pancreas went all proud boy inside me.
Jesus Christ.
Just started beating up on everyone else because they looked different.
What's the city that when they killed the bully, nobody spoke up?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Skidmore.
Yeah.
I
said a minute ago, I go, buddy, if I had a dollar for every time somebody chimed in on my text about, you know, checking on you, asking about you, but man, he's going to have to watch it. And I'm like, okay, doc, Settle down. We're still waiting for information.
Because my doc even said, I was looking at him. He goes, no, I can't tell you it's alcohol, John. He goes, your liver's fine. Everything's fine. He goes, could that cause this? Sure it could. But he goes, I can't tell you what to do. He goes, I'm not going to tell you to not have a drink. And I go, look, I don't care because I'm really pushing him on it. Not because I want to, because I'm like, just say the word and I won't.
Right. You're the one person that needs to confirm this, that I believe.
He goes, I'll tell you this. He goes, everyone should stop drinking because it's not good for you. And I go, yeah, no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I would just, I'd give it some time off and then just see how it feels when you have a couple.
Mm-hmm.
I go, oh, there's a fun game.
Did you ask him about relations?
No.
Well, I'd have a list.
Why in the hell what's my penis got to do with this?
Look, you've been kicked around on the insides.
No, I don't think it affected my ding dong.
I'm just wondering, sudden movements would be very still.
I was like, why do you got to put that in my head? Like,
be kind. I told you one of the first things halfway through the week I thought of. I'm like,
suck the poison out.
Suck the poison out.
Suck.
Be the hero.
Be the hero. Dying. Suck the poison out.
Sassy just threw a shoe at the radio.
Thank you. It doesn't have to be her. It could be any listener that loves me.
Oh, God.
Any beautiful ages of 18. Let me do this real quick. Hold on one second. You're on the air. Good morning.
Morning, Johnny. Glad to hear your voice, my friend.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I'm glad to be back. Very much so.
Hey, man, you was in my prayers. You've always been in my prayers. And that pancreas ain't no...
That's for real. I've newfound respect for the pancreas. If I were going to start a metal band, it would be called Pancreas. That's how metal that thing is.
Yeah, right on. Man, if you pass from it, it would be bigger than Michael Jackson, man. Oh. That's how much so many people care about you, my brother.
I love you, brother. Thank you, man. Thank you. Hey, Jared.
Okay.
What's up, Jared?
Hey, man, what's up? Just want to tell you how relieved we are to have you back, man. You had this city worried sick, to tell you the truth, man. My wife, she was on me every single day, so I'm so glad you're back, man.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, the crazy...
Ain't the same not hearing your voice in the morning, man. It ain't.
So... Well, you know what's crazy is I all this was, I guess, going on. I had no idea. I'm literally in a dark room. The TV is off. My phone is off. I'm not looking at anything, and because I just didn't, I couldn't, between the drugs right. and the pain. And so I had no idea that, I didn't even know the listeners knew until Bob told me he posted something on social media. And I thought, okay, well, that's a small amount. We'll see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize it got picked. It'd been picked up by the news and other outlets and stuff. So it makes me feel very good that you guys were worried about me and that you cared. So thank you.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot for everything you do, man. Yeah, I got the news on Facebook. I follow you, so that was great that I could see that. But it was enough information, but it wasn't totally until you're back now. So, man, it's good to have you back. Hear your voice, man.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. This one, Don.
Yeah, hey, Johnny. Hey, it's Don Warnock out in Raymore, Missouri. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, it's good to hear your voice for starters, man. First and foremost, obviously we ran into each other at Dixie Inc. And, man, then this came on. Man, I was freaking out, dude. I thought, man, that can't be the last time I'm ever going to see him. So I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're healthy. And, hey, brother, we got September 4th coming up. Man, so your brother LJ would be excited to see you as well. So I'm glad you're back, man. Hallelujah.
Thank you, man. What's going on, Jake? Who's that? I'll get it. Who is it?
Hey, Matt Dorito, just giving a call, checking on you.
Oh, excellent. Hold on a second here. Let me find it.
Baby, let me come inside.
Dude.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? What's up?
Hey, let's get down to business. I just heard you say that you want to start a metal band called Pancreas, and you're going to need a bass player.
Angry Pancreas featuring Matt Dorito.
Dude, I'm in. consider this the first resume being put in.
What a weird couple of weeks. For those of you who don't know, Matt has left Pop Evil to do his own thing, which made me very, very sad. But it was your, I hope it was your choice. I'm not going to get into details because that's your personal business. But, you know, I loved you in that band, and I love you in another band, and I love you if you're not in a band. It doesn't matter. You're one of my favorite people in this world.
Brother, I'm just happy to hear your voice. I'm so glad that you're back here, man. You crossed my fingers and everything, just hoping for the best for you and, you know, trying not to be too overwhelming with, you know, blowing people up, trying to figure out what's going on. And that was probably the hardest thing for me and, you know, all your listeners and stuff too, just waiting to hear something about your situation, dude. But way to crush that. You know, the best picture that I've seen in a while now is, you know, one with your butt hanging out of a hospital.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, my girlfriend took that little happy snapshot as I was walking down the. If you look closely, there's a green pump on the side of that IV deal. That's when I had the morphine button, which was like having a slot machine that never loses.
You know, forgive me. I didn't zoom in on that picture, but I'll go back and check it out.
Well, that's it. My point being that's kind of drug that will let you walk down a drafty hospital corridor not realizing your entire back door was wide open.
Yeah, or not caring.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Sweet took us.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I lost a whole 10 days of my life just this past week, and not in a good way. Like, it just, man, I haven't been beaten up like that in my whole life.
Man.
I'm just glad to
be here. I can't tell you.
Well, I love you, man.
How good it is to, yeah, I love you too, buddy. I'm so glad that you're back and you're kicking it, and, you know, like taking it easy, getting yourself reacclimated to everything. And, you know, I'm sure in a couple of weeks here, dude, you're going to be just back to 100%.
Hey, what do you got going over Sturgis? You know, you're welcome to go up with us.
I'll actually be, I'm going back out on the road with Corey Taylor here.
Okay.
In August. So I'll be down at Buffalo Chip. I'll have to look up the date. But, yeah, I'll be pumping through Sturgis for sure.
All right. Well, I was just thinking, just as you were speaking, I thought, oh man, he's going to have for the first time off, and he could go ride if he wanted to. But like, just what a huge surprise! You went from one job to without taking any time off to go right back to another one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's pretty much how it is. One of these years, man, I'll be able to do like the full Sturgis experience and just, you know, take some time off and do it right.
Well, we got an extra bunk for you if you need it. I mean, we got a bunk and you know, Bob and I are going to go on a road trip through the Tetons and Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho back to Kansas City. I know you've got plans, but if anything were to change, you're welcome to come along with us.
Thank you, man. It'd be great to see your face.
All right. Hey, man. Thank you, man. Thanks for calling. Thanks for reaching out. I love you, brother.
Love you too, man. Glad to hear you're doing well.
Thanks, man. What a good dude.
He's all around good dude.
Yeah. Yeah, he really is, man. I got a text from this guy asking what the code to my door was and what kind of prizes he'd be winning in the lottery, you know.
Sports in your shorts.
Hello, Mr. Goff. You're brought, by the way, by Worth Harley-Davidson. Don't forget to stop by the Event Center for live music twice a week. That would be tomorrow night and Saturday night, or Saturday afternoon, sorry. Live music, great barbecue, ice cold beer every Thursday, Saturday, Worth Harley-Davidson, I-29 south of the airport. That was a pretty crappy endorsement for them, and I apologize to Worth Harley-Davidson. I'm kind of running out of energy on this, man. What's going on, Goff?
Man, we missed you, man. I have been inundated down at the winery of everyone asking me how you are. I mean, it's like, I don't even know any of these people. They just come up to me like, hey, man, you know, I'll take glass. How's Johnny? Like, all weekend long. So, it's pretty amazing.
Well, I'm glad somebody cared, man. I mean, it is really nice to kind of come out the other side and hear those things. I got a bunch of voicemails. Did you hear those voicemails this morning?
Oh yeah, yeah. I was listening today. Yeah,
but I mean, it's really, I guess. And people throw around words like humbling or I'm grateful or whatever, but I don't know better words. But, you know, I was like, that's Joey Belladonna from Anthrax and his wife calling my phone. And sincerely, you know, not radio stuff. And you know, Henry calling back time and time and time again trying to get a hold of me. My phone was just off.
That's so cool that the Fonz cares that much about you to keep calling. And it's been pretty amazing to watch that relationship go on.
Yeah, no, this all, because I'll play it down for everybody listening. Like, hold on.
Hi, Johnny, Henry. I just read that you're in the hospital. I just heard that you have a lot of pain, and they're checking you out. We are thinking about you. If you need anything from the West Coast, do not call me. No, I'm. You, if you need anything, you let me know immediately. I can't wait to talk to you. You want to just chat, you know, whatever. All right. I love you and feel so much better. Give my best to Fancy Pants.
How about him? He loved me. By the way, that's the first time he ever left a message that he loved me.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. Hey, I did have a question because there was some confusion with my friend. That was really you. With the gown on, like half your ass showing, right?
Yeah. Why?
Okay. That was like, they didn't just find a picture online. That's got to be him, but they were like, that's not really him, is it? They wouldn't let
me. I found it.
I'm like, what the hell?
Like a jerk off double? Like a goon? Like
dipstick doppel?
Yeah. I'm like, it wasn't, trust me, if that would have, if I'd have picked something, I'd be like, man, no, I want to have bigger shoulders and I want to. You know what I mean? Like, my hair wouldn't look like I just combed it with a pork chop.
Is that Johnny or is that John Cena's back?
Yeah. I got a weird little butt cheek. There's another snapshot where it had swung all the way open. But I was afraid we'd get blown out of Facebook in my full.
Oh, totally. You'd be in Facebook jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should have had one from the front from somebody else and just have stuff dangling down below the gown in front. And then you'd be like, yep, I feel better.
My gut. My giant abdomen was covering everything. I'm telling you, man, it swelled up. It's still swollen, but it was like, it was insane. It was like pushing into second trimester large.
Oh, man, all jokes aside, I know how what you went through is what most people don't have to ever go through. And some, like you said, some people don't make it through that. So it's just awesome to have you back, and I'm glad that you're feeling a lot better. I'm sure it's going to take a little while for you to get to 100% because it always does when you go through something like that. But awesome to hear you back, man.
Thank you, brother.
Broadcasting absolutely live from the palatial west wing of the multi-million dollar Odyssey Multiplex. Like a whiskey tango phoenix, he has risen from the ashes and triumphantly returns to the airwaves of Kansas City.
Johnny Dare's on the air. He's on so much pain medication. He don't care.
And now, here's your host. Kind of wish he hadn't worn the hospital gown to work. But he does have a nice ass. It's Johnny Dare.
Longtime Kansas City disc jockey Johnny Dare is off the air. He's in the hospital. Station manager at 98.9 The Rock posted a statement on Facebook saying Dare is having issues with his pancreas. He's having a lot of tests done. The Johnny Dare Morning Show has been on the air here in Kansas City since 93.
He's been a fixture on early morning radio in Kansas City since the early 90s, so fans have wondered, where's Johnny Dare? Best of shows have been airing recently, raising questions about the 98.9 The Rock icon. Today on its Facebook page, the station cleared the air. Dare has been in the hospital undergoing tests for pain linked to his pancreas. The good news, the station's program director says Dare and his morning crew are expected to return to the airwaves soon, but no specific date has been given. From all of us at Fox 4, Johnny, get well.
Well, made it back today. And it feels wonderful to be back. I'm tired. I'm about ready to go home in a minute. But yeah, those of you who just joined the show, it was It's a long explanation. I'm not going to drag you through it again today. But acute onset pancreatitis. And I had no idea the news knew while I was in the hospital. I mean, I was just on blackout. There was no TV on. I didn't look. My phone was done. My iPad was done. I just needed to try to control this crazy pain. And yesterday I got on, and I had no idea that Henry had called me. A lot of people had called me, but Henry had called me multiple times trying to get a hold of me. And I was sitting in my living room yesterday with my mouth kind of hanging open. I didn't realize that Henry had called multiple times. Like,
hi, Johnny Henry. I just read that you're in the hospital. I just heard that you have a lot of pain, and they're checking you out. We are thinking about you. If you need anything from the West Coast, do not call me. No, if you need anything, let me know immediately. I can't wait to talk to you. You want to just chat? You know, whatever. All right. I love you and feel so much better. Give my best to Fancy Pants.
And then I checked the next one and another one, and there were just all these calls from Henry. And I was sitting there by myself, and I genuinely got tore up. Like, it was really, I was just, and you know, I know Henry cares for me, and I care for him a great deal. But it was just, for whatever reason, just it's everything's been a lot. And I mean, I just got very kind of weepy yesterday.
Yeah.
So, I also know Henry's with us this morning. He actually got up and he called. Hey, Mr. Winkler, how are you?
I am so good, and I'm so happy that I am chatting with you on the radio.
Me too. Me too, my friend. I apologize. I had no idea you had called me, literally, until yesterday afternoon. I was clearing my phone.
I was just, honestly, Johnny, I was just checking in to see when I was going to get back my $300. And I just thought, I'm going to call until I get you, that's all.
It means a great deal to me. It meant a great, and I'll save those forever. And I just, it was a weird time. I'm super glad to be here. And I'm glad to have you on my side, that's for sure. It really did make me feel incredible yesterday.
Well, I will tell you, quite honestly, it is a shock because you are, you know, you're filled with energy and you're on that show in there. And every time I've called over the years, you've never missed a beat. And it was just a little scary to hear that your friend is having trouble.
Yeah, it happened fast. It all happened within hours. The crazy thing is, I thought I did have an umbilical hernia. I gave myself over the weekend working at the land, so my stomach had been a little sore in the morning, but I felt it with my finger, and I called a doctor friend. I go, check this out. And we walked through, and he goes, yeah, that's what it is. We'll get it fixed. Don't worry about it. And I went home and had lunch, and I started to get – that turned into a burning sensation and into more. And by the afternoon, I'd driven myself across Kansas City to a doctor's office, basically took a knee in his office, and he entered me. We went into the system, into my hospital room from his office. Like, it happened so fast. They called acute onset pancreatitis. Hell, it just killed the singer for Kansas this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, it throws you into organ failure. Your pancreas goes crazy and starts beating everything around it, your liver, your kidneys, your gallbladder. And there's no necessary rhyme or reason. It just happens. And luckily, I didn't. It didn't go bad. I had my surgeries, and now I'll be better.
You know, and thank God, really.
Yes. Yeah.
But what is amazing is, as you were talking, I was thinking to be grateful every minute, not to take for granted one second that we're walking on this earth.
No, absolutely not. And I always think that I am, but I mean, this definitely, it hits a reset button. There's no doubt. Like because it just deepens the idea that, and not just here, but I'm here and I'm able, or I'm here and I'm not in pain. I'm here.
That's right.
And those things, there's so much more to be grateful for in this world that we take for granted.
And where is the pain level?
Probably a three now.
A three.
But I'll tell you, man, I felt some stuff, and I've been burned and cut and smashed and squashed and broken.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this was the kind of pain that I had to turn the lights off in the room and breathe through it, and I just couldn't have anybody in there. And this is with morphine and fentanyl.
Oh my God, I understand.
So it was weird.
Yeah, when you said you took a knee, I totally understand that. 1 minute you're walking around, and the next minute your body is revolting.
Yeah,
it's just having a revolution inside.
Yeah, so
it's just amazing. It's just amazing.
Everything's good with you?
You know what? Everything is good with me because everything is good with you. But yeah, truly, we're starting Barry. I have a fitting today.
Nice.
Next week, we actually, or August 5th, I should say, we start shooting. So I'm very excited about that. But I'm really excited that I'm chatting with you and you've come back from the other side.
Well, listen, I won't keep you, and I will tell you that your phone calls and they meant a great deal to me, and I love you, and I appreciate you, and certainly
ditto. And you know, it was never meant for you to get back to me or
I know
just a smoke signal, just something.
Like you can listen. There's no doubt in this life you can tell who cares about people, who care about you. You read people. You're a humanist, and you're a genuine and sincere and wonderful human. But it was. I'm kind of glad I didn't know that was you calling, because I was super weird. Trust me, it was. I wasn't making sense of a lot of the time. But more importantly, yesterday when I was just sitting there and I was feeling crappy and I'm just clearing my phone out, laying on the couch. And I heard those. I had to restart it because I was like, "Oh my God, that's!" And then another one, and another, and it made me feel a lot better. It really did.
Well, you know what? That's what they were meant to do. Just continue to mend. I hope your audience is fine.
They were great.
Crazy moment at this time in history, I'll tell you. But it's wonderful that you are getting stronger. And I'm so happy to send you the Winkler's warmest.
I love you, Henry, and my best to Stacy. And we'll talk soon, all right?
Absolutely. Just continue to get better.
Thank you. Hold on. What a nice man.
Probably one of the nicest ever.
Yeah, but I'm just, it's fun, and I really am enjoying our friendship from its inauspicious beginnings of accepting a imagined dinner invitation. You remember?
Yeah.
And then it became a funny joke on the show, and then meeting him and being like, wow, he really is everything I wanted him to be, is from being a kid and being a super fan of Fonzie, obviously, and then to grow, and then it just, once the moment of the funny dinner dip thing didn't, it's over. It could have been the end of our connection, other than once in a while, but for whatever reason, I believe he actually likes me, and I adore him, and his wife, it's great. And if you think that when he tells me he loves me in there, it didn't choke me up,
I have no doubt.
And then I get the second one.
Hi, Henry here. How are you? It's Monday, and I hope you are so fine. Okay, love you.
Oh. I was pretty emotional, and then he said, and then he called again.
Hi, Henry Winkler here. How are you? Just checking in. And then eventually I'll get you, I'm sure. All right. I hope you're feeling better. I hope you're not in pain. And we send you love. Bye.
So nice. So such a nice man, and such a nice people. And that's why I'd ask Jake. I go, Jake, did you call people and tell them I was sick? He's like, no. And that's why I'm not sure what Twitter feed or algorithm puts my name in front of their social media and stuff. That because it was from Saget to Dorito to cable guy to you know, Joey, oh, his wife, Joey and his wife, Joey Belladonna. Now, I've met Joey's wife briefly. So, but imagine I'm a little gorked out yesterday as well. On, you know, I'm still taking painkillers, not a lot, but I'm in a lot of pain. I'm just uncomfortable. Everything's swollen.
You're not your normal self.
And it takes me a few seconds to I'm trying to think, what did she say? What? And now you'll spot it. But it's Joey and his wife, Joey Belladonna from Anthrax.
Hey, Johnny, this is Krista Belladonna. We just found out that you're in the hospital, and we want you to know that we're sending all our love, and if there is anything at all that we can do, please, please let us know. Don't hesitate to ask. We're here. We're here for you, and we love you, and hope you get better quickly. I'm going to hand you over to the main man. Love you.
Oh, so nice.
Hey, Johnny, it's Joey Belladonna. I just started to hear about your situation. Couldn't help ourselves to call you. Just wanted to reach out, and I hope it's okay. And I just want to say hang in there and thinking of you. And God bless you, man, and you're a friend. So I just wanted to reach out and just see how you're doing, and hopefully we can connect again, and I hope everything works out. And take care of yourself, and just hang in there. All right. Well, thanks, Johnny. I appreciate your time. And God bless. Talk to you later. Bye.
Two of the sweetest people on the planet. And I think Anthrax just played the big show in their Wisconsin.
Yeah, they had a huge show up there. Yeah. And but, I mean, you know, that's pretty wonderful, man.
I like how he says, I wanted to reach out. I hope that's okay.
I know. There's,
yeah, but that's how they are.
Right.
I mean, he and his wife, Crystal. So sweet. It's just nice. Genuinely nice, man. Yeah. So there's your silver lining.
Kind of nice. You got.
But it is nice. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you go, that makes me feel better on the other side. Like, I mean, hell, man, what if, God forbid, again, I was in blackout mode. Like, I didn't see Facebook posts till probably Sunday. Mm-hmm. No, I take it back. No, Bob did show me when he posted up because he wanted to make sure it was okay. And I remember, like, drug haze, like,
is it okay?
Blurry, all seems nice. All right, I'm gonna go back to the inside of my head now. And by the way, it made me laugh. Some dude just texted, you were gone?
Now you're back.
You're awesome. That dude's
you
great.
You were gone?
Yeah, that's great. All right. I've had enough today, I think. And I apologize for not doing a whole show today. We may just, I'm going to do it for sure a couple hours at least every day this week, tomorrow and Friday, and then I'll be back on Monday. We're going to do the whole show and everything will be fine. I don't care. Trust me, it's going to be fine. My stomach hurts.
You got to build back up, buddy.
Yeah. I look good, don't I?
You look amazing. Top 10 moments in my head. You're good. For the guy that's had the banner week that you just had, you do look good.
Well, I got to tell you, and huge thank you to my friend, Dr. Eric Lingenfelter and Dr. Wittick. Those two, man, Wittick, well, you've been inside me. Doc, your fingers have been inside me. He's a great guy. Like, he really, every day that dude showed up, every day. I mean, he really, like, he's a great doc, great surgeon, great, just everything about it. Like, you know. I wanted to get out of the hospital. And he's like, no, that would not be good for you. And that's not how we're going to do it. Like, just genuinely, we're going to do this right. This is what I do. Mm-hmm. And he was on it, multiple like follow throughs, like really just, he did a great job.
You just have to keep that in mind. Like, there are certain.
And all the nurses and I can't remember what the name, it was like a nurse, not a nurse's aide, but they were the support for the nurse of the day. And every one of them were just incredible. Every single one I had was really great. It was, I mean, they were beyond great.
You got lucky all the way around.
No, I really did. Like, all the nurses were incredible. One lady, I can't remember her name now because I'm just a drug haze. So she was a sweet, real pretty Turkish lady. And I just remember having good conversations with her, and she was very, very, very kind. Also, my other nurse that was the Great Dane dog lady. Everybody's got an association now in their head. But not because I'm rude and I wouldn't remember your name, but because I can't. I can't remember.
You had some things in your system.
Well, yeah. And it just.
No sleep.
Yeah, because people just have. There's a word on your board in front of your. At the end of your bed, and there's two names, and then that's the name for that shift. And you don't use them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just wandering about. I'm trying to think of, I got a free wash basin.
Did you get free socks? I've kept my free socks from surgery.
You can have mine because mine don't fit.
They're like booties.
Yeah. And they don't stretch, man. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Do you give yellow ones?
I had a horrible like khaki tan, but they had grips on the bottom.
Yeah. I get yellow ones. You can have mine. You want them, G? But I started to put them on at one point, and you know, I my stomach are too bad to bend over.
Right.
And then, I was trying to put my foot in it, and it was kind of like three-toed in. And I was like,
nope.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it was that. I was like, no.
Did these come from a doll? Like, whose are these?
And I stared at it for a while, and I think I looked at Zach, take it off. Just take it off, okay?
I give up.
Oh, yeah. That was... There's nothing quite as magical as having someone hold your shorts out.
I know.
As you're trying to step into one out of this weird shower, the disabled dude shower.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, you try not to fall on the wet floor, and you're like, okay, I got to put my other foot in. And she's like, take your time. Mm-hmm. And she's like got her little around your ankles, and you're like, this is great. I can't tell you, I'm going to be putting this in your mind.
Front runner for being canonized as a saint.
Oh, she got to see. Well, she got the up close of my giant swollen abdomen filled with pancreatic poison. The giant bloody stick to holes, you know, that looks like you've been shot multiple times from arthroscopic surgery. Mm. My umbilical surgery hernia thing over my belly button. And she imagine she got to look up. First of all these things are working against me. I'm weak. I'm bitchy. I'm sick. I'm weirded out. I'm wet, naked. I'm standing above her. You know, you never take a selfie from below, right? So she's looking up at me. She's holding my gym shorts like this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to put a foot gingerly inside and my giant, weird, swollen abdomen. You know, but at least you're right up, got your face up near my genitals.
She's the greatest woman walking the earth.
I was like, why, God, are you making me show her this? I don't want anyone to see this. I don't want anyone to see. And you know what? That was the only time I let anyone help me. I go, I don't want her anymore. I'm just going to figure it out. I'll figure it out. I will. If I have to lay on the floor and butt scoot my way into a pair of shorts.
We're going to get like one of those contraptions that uses strings to like put it on like a puppet.
Yeah.
Like, to get all your clothes on.
I should have attached suspenders to the shorts.
You're lucky.
And just pull them up. Can I get some tape? So, all right, guys. Thank you, guys. Everybody who wrote such sweet messages on Facebook. And it means a lot. If you think it doesn't, I'm telling you it does. It really does. I was reading through them yesterday, and it made me feel really good. And I appreciate all you guys. I sure am glad to be back.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.